Oh, God, no, on the Uber and all the way. Just for giggles, I checked it to see what the rate would be, like $1,000 for an Uber to Albany from our area. So I just checked it just for fun. But, no, this is a rental. I got and I'll never do Hertz again. I asked for a large sedan, reserved it 2 days in advance. They said, no problem. I get there. I've got a Nissan Kicks. It's like the smallest SUV they sell. It's been bouncing my butt around for the last 6 hours. I mean, it's okay, but I asked for a large sedan. And, you think they would have said something. I get there, and then the agent said, oh, no, we don't. That's the only car we'll allow one way. I'm like, well, then why didn't you tell me that when I made my reservation? And then the other thing, too, is they couldn't decide. Their website says you absolutely have to have some additional insurance paperwork if you're going into Canada. They call it a yellow card. But then they told me, so I asked about it. They said, oh, no, you don't need anything. And they go, I said, yeah, it's a yellow card. They go, yeah, no, we don't need that. I go, well, your website says absolutely I do, so, the main Hertz website. And we went back and forth, and I took their word for it. But I got on the phone, and the first person I got to said, oh, yeah, it's probably a misunderstanding because their cars locally are cleared for Canada. But in general,